us at eckhomes.com or call 342-3366.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning sunshine, 72 degrees, it is 841.
KVOE, 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:41, we are talking about a special mobile food bank through Tyson Foods, Kansas Food Bank at Abundant Harvest tomorrow. And we're pleased to be joined right now as our Newsmaker 3 segment gets underway by Kansas Food Bank Community Relations Manager Debbie Kreutzmann.
Debbie, good morning.
Hey, Debbie.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
Glad to have you on board. How are you today?
Wonderful. It's a pretty day here in Wichita, and we're hoping for a nice, beautiful day tomorrow in Emporia. Not too hot, let's hope.
Well, we'll be in the mid and upper 80s, a little lower than what we're expecting here for the rest of the week. So it's going to be warm, it's going to be sticky, but pretty bearable for folks. And speaking of what's coming up here with the mobile food bank at Abundant Harvest tomorrow, what can people expect if they plan to attend here and plan to utilize this special service?
Sure. Well, this mobile food pantry is a special distribution that we are working with Tyson Foods on for a year-long program. We actually started last month, and we're very happy to have Lee and the crew at Abundant Harvest Kitchen be a part of this, and they're our host there in the city of Emporia. And with a mobile food pantry, that basically is a food pantry on wheels. So we're able to load our truck up with specific items, bring them to different communities, and distribute right out the back of the truck. So rather than folks going into a food pantry, selecting food they want, this particular type of distribution allows us to do things mobile. Everybody stays in their car. It's a drive-through distribution, and we, can move people through really quickly and help provide them with some additional foods. And as far as what we're bringing along tomorrow, we have some really wonderful fresh produce boxes that should be arriving here today in Wichita soon. They usually arrive between 9 and 10 in the morning. So last week, I know our boxes had some watermelon in them. They had some apples. They had potatoes. They had some peppers. So, we never know what the mix is going to be till it shows up, but we know it's going to be some good fresh produce. We are also bringing along some pre-packed boxes that have some dry and canned goods in them. And then we also have some bonus bags that have some cereal, Tastio's cereal, and also some canned chicken and a cheesy noodle dinner mix, kind of like a tuna helper dinner that can be used with that canned chicken to make a meal with. So we have a pretty good variety that we're bringing along tomorrow, and I think Lee has some additional product that he's going to add in as well. Our goal is to serve 250 households, and I think that we should be able to do that quite easily. Last month, they broke that 250 mark. I think they served close to 300, so I think we'll do well tomorrow.
It sounds like the lines were quite lengthy here for the event last month, and you'd mentioned here too about the amount of food, or at least the number of items. I think a lot of people were surprised with just how much food is in these food boxes. There is a lot of food that goes home with folks that do attend.
There is. Last month, I believe we sent just right around 11,000 pounds of food. We did have some farm-to-families boxes that we added in last time, which included some additional dairy products. The farm-to-families program, as you're probably aware, has ended. That program sunsetted at the end of May. So that's why we purchased additional fresh produce boxes that we're bringing. But, our goal is to be able to give folks some healthy foods that they can prepare. We know that, school is out now and, you've got kids home for summer. And while there's some great summer food programs going on, that still means, you've got those kids at home 24/7 and, meals that they may have relied upon at school, they're now at home and, parents and folks are needing to provide additional meals.
And I know that Abundant Harvest has, I think they posted over the weekend some specifics. You mentioned the chicken. but also I think 10 pounds of ground beef to the first 250 people there as well. And they've got Hostess products here locally and, mm-hmm. and Russell Stover candy as well. That will be a part of the pantry tomorrow. So quite a variety.
Great.
Yeah, what a list of great food. And how did this all get started? I mean, how did this venture begin, this collaboration, Debbie?
So how this all started is Tyson every year has different funds that they allocate to different programs. And with the pandemic last year and the sheer number of folks that were experiencing food insecurity due to being laid off, due to businesses closing, maybe somebody has just lost their job, they really wanted to, you know, pump some additional funds into hunger relief organizations. And they committed $1.5 million to 15 different states where they have different processing plants. So we at the Kansas Food Bank are one of 26 organizations that received a grant to be able to offer the mobile food pantry in Emporia, and we also run one in Garden City. So after we get all done in Emporia, we'll come back to Wichita. We'll take a day rest and repack, if you will, and then we head straight out to Garden City on Thursday.
Debbie, for folks that don't hear much about the Kansas Food Bank, maybe you can talk about partnerships, you know, not only with the one with Tyson and here at Abundant Harvest, but maybe talk more about some of the other partnerships that you have here for Lyon and surrounding counties here, and maybe more of the work of the Kansas Food Bank here statewide here to help address food insecurity issues.
Absolutely. The Kansas Food Bank is one of three food banks that serve the state. We actually have 85 counties, so I always say if you look at the state of Kansas and if Cookie Monster takes a bite out of the northeast corner, which is Topeka, Manhattan, Lawrence, Kansas City, then that part is served by Harvesters and Second Harvest, and Kansas Food Bank has the rest. And we do a lot of work. We have about 700 partners across the state that we work with, pantries, shelters, soup kitchens. We work with places like in Emporia, the Friendship Center, where we offer a senior food box program that's available to low-income seniors age 60 and over. And that program is a guaranteed monthly food box. That's called the CSFP program. And if any senior would like information on that and about how to apply, they just simply need to give me a call, and I'll be able to walk them through that, get them an application, and see if we can get them enrolled. The CSFP program is a USDA program, meaning that USDA sponsors that program, provides the food. We pack food boxes here in Wichita and then ship them to different counties, and Lyon County being one of them. And I believe in Emporia we have about 76, 78 seniors that receive the food box every month. And we still have openings for that program, so certainly if that's something that a senior household is interested in, they should give me a call.
Well, how big is the hill that we're still climbing to make sure that Kansans have food? I mean, is this obviously with the pandemic, it mm-hmm. really pushed it to the forefront. But how big of an issue is this, Debbie?
You know, we started the fight at the beginning of the pandemic. We said that we, you know, started in sprint mode. You know, we were rushing to make sure that we could get food purchased, because just like, you know, when you would go to the grocery store and shelves would be empty, or you'd go to buy, you know, Campbell's chicken noodle soup and there wouldn't be any toilet paper. We faced that same thing, you know, purchasing on, you know, our level. So we've done really good about being able to get products in and keeping our inventory incoming, so our pantries have that opportunity to have product to put out to our folks and families in need. You know, we say that we're in the marathon mode now, because this is going to take us a while for everyone to recover from this. You know, food insecurity rates were at about one in nine, and they're about 1 in 7, 1 in 8 right now. So we're seeing that more and more folks who, you know, maybe folks who used to donate, they used to participate in a food drive where they would, you know, bring food to work, or they would donate to a food pantry. found themselves in line for the very first time needing to get help. And that was scary for a lot of people, and it is still scary. At the start of the pandemic, we saw about a 30% increase in people coming for help that had never been to a food pantry before. And while that number has dropped a little bit of new people coming, we're still seeing that lingering effect of folks are still needing to come get help month after month. And that's okay, because that's why we are here. And that's why all of our partner pantries are here, just like Abundant Harvest, just like Salvation Army. We're all here to continue to help people get through this.
All right. Well, Debbie, remind us again tomorrow, what's the game plan? What's the approach here for the mobile food bank?
Yeah, so tomorrow is our mobile food pantry sponsored by Tyson. Distribution starts at 1 o'clock. We are scheduled from 1 to 3 or until our supplies run out. We have almost a full truck coming tomorrow, so we're prepared. And I know, like you said, Lee has done some work on the back end there in Emporia getting some other great items to distribute. So this will be an Abundant Harvest Kitchen as a drive-through event, mobile food pantry, from 1 to 3.
All right, that's Abundant Harvest at 1028 Whittier. And as they always say, please do not block driveways in the residential areas there. These lines get long with the vehicles, so please keep in mind the neighborhood that you're in.
And we do want to remind people, we do have to get that truck in tomorrow. It's a little bit bigger truck than what came last time. So we're bringing a lot of food, so please don't get there too early. We've got to be able to get that truck in, get that truck unloaded so that we're ready to go at 1 o'clock. And then let me also give you our phone number in case anybody has any questions.
Okay.
And that's 316-265-3663.
All right, Debbie. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for your time this morning.
Sure, thank you. And right. We'll look for a great day in Emporia tomorrow.
Indeed. Debbie Kreitzman with the Kansas Food Bank joining us here as we close down our Newsmaker 3 segment. Don't forget, we've got Monday Morning Quarterback at 10:06, Talk of Emporia at 11:06 here later today on KVUE. And if you'd like to be part of our morning show list of interviews, just call us at 342-1400 or shoot us an email to kvue@kvue.com.
Thanks, Chuck. KVUE live and local. Good morning. 8:53, sunshine, 71 degrees. Good morning.
I was surprised to read that 40% of Americans do not have savings to cover a tire blowout.
Number one financial regret is not saving for retirement early enough. I'm living that statement now.
The average retiree only has 39% of recommended savings.
The more you can see your future self, the easier it is to save for your future self. Dive in and save it with Capital Federal.
I'm going to start saving even more. It's